the latest from podnews.net. Google have officially announced that podcast episodes will now appear in Google Search for users searching in the US in English. They're also adding an ability for publishers to specify a playback destination, such as a third-party website or app, which may help the BBC and Radio France go back into Google Podcasts later. Will we get music licensing for podcasts? Maybe. A trailed announcement, apparently from Sound Exchange and Podcast Music, failed to materialise today, but a deleted story cached by our RSS reader named the two companies and claimed it's an integrated global licensing solution for podcasting. We have, sadly, no further details. Apple have written to podcasters, letting them know that the new categories are now live. We link to that from our show notes and our newsletter today. Meanwhile, Spotify continues to take Apple podcast listeners away from the platform. Voxnest reports that in July, podcast listeners in Austria, Czechia, and Romania are now preferring to use Spotify over Apple. Podcast host Libsyn saw a 26% increase in new podcasts hosted by Libsyn in the first 6 months of 2019. The company says the growth is fueled by celebrity podcasters. Glow, a subscription podcast platform, has just raised $2.3 million in funding. More money news. Cumulus, the owner of Westwood One, saw 5.9% revenue growth in quarter one 2019, driven by growth in podcasting, they say. They claim 52 million downloads for March, which will put them at number five in Podtrac's rankings. Well, Entercom says they'll be number one after their purchase this week of Pineapple Street and Cadence 13. They reckon that that should give them more than 150 million monthly downloads, beating NPR. And iHeartRadio is to broadcast podcasts on broadcast radio every Sunday night. Sunday night podcasts will be produced in different versions for different radio formats. The Verge reports that iHeart stations are being told to broadcast the show. It's a strong recommendation from us centrally, says Conal Byrne, who's president of the iHeart Podcast Network. The Dublin Podcast Festival has announced its lineup. It's in November. Tickets go on sale on Monday. And Inside Radio and Podcast News Daily has published The Most Powerful People in Podcasting. Conal Byrne, president of the iHeart Podcast Network, is deservedly at number one. But for the record, Podcast News Daily is owned by iHeart Radio. And thank you to Chris Reback for becoming a personal supporter of Podnews. Chris is co-founder of Good Guys Media Ventures and host of, among others, Chris Reback's Conversations. You should be like Chris at podnews.net/support. In podcasts today, it's back, baby. The Ron Burgundy podcast has returned for a new season.
After a long back and forth with iHeart, a few lawsuits, two mysterious deaths, and a whole lot of memories, we are back in the studio.
And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.